The Whiting Mill produces 250,000 tons of lightweight coated paper each year for mail-order catalogs, magazines, and retailers. NewPage Vice President of Operations Mark Lucas says the mill is being closed because its two machines are more expensive to operate than those in other NewPage plants.
This decision is not a reflection of the high-quality workforce we have here in the Whiting Mill.
Lucas says NewPage will try to find jobs at its other central Wisconsin mills for some of the fired workers. He says the company will try to sell the shuttered mill, but he is not optimistic.
Our intention would be to sell the facility, but not to people interested in making lightweight coated groundwood papers. However, based on our experience at Niagara, Wisconsin, and Kimberly, Wisconsin, it's unlikely that we'd find a buyer.
Whiting Village President Jerry Walters says no one from NewPage called to tell him about the shutdown.
Took our breath away, to say the least. Our first concerns, again, you know, came with the employees and their families, and then next, what does it have to do financially for the village of Whiting, and it's quite catastrophic, to be honest.
The village sells water to the mill in addition to the tax revenue it receives. Walters says Whiting will lose at least 15% of its $700,000 budget. State Representative Louis Malepsky says the news also took him by surprise, and he worries about the families.
This is a terrible time of year, obviously. I am very disappointed. I was just recently at a Whiting paper mill meeting. There was no indication that this was going to happen.
Malepsky says he hopes local investors can reopen the mill, similar to the team that saved Flambeau Papers in Park Falls. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.